So I was having a conversation earlier in the show with Doug Smith, who writes for the Toronto Star, saying, I had a conversation, an interesting conversation with you at the start of the year, but I'm not sure even you would have thought that your introduction on November 25th would be reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week on the 12-2 Raptors. Am I far off in that?
No, but, you know, this team has been built on the depth that we've had. I think one of the things we prided ourselves on, we felt like we had enough guys who could score the basketball on any given night. Anybody can get hot, and that will be the go-to guy. And, you know, this past week, I happened to be that guy. And, you know, the great thing about this team, the next night it was JV. He had a career high. Yeah. The next night after, I had a career high. So I just shows the strength of this team.
It's not often in the NBA where you get guys who are willing to let people go back-to-back on career nights. Sometimes it's out of necessity, but on a good team, to have different guys stepping up every night, does that happen as often as fans think it can happen? Because to me, it seems like sometimes stars want to make sure that they get theirs, and sometimes greed or just the want to score can get in the way of that.
I think the great thing about how this team is built, we have very unselfish guys in the locker room. And I think it starts with our leadership and Kyle and DeMar. They're very unselfish guys. They're very team-oriented. They're very goal-oriented when it comes to wanting to win and be taken serious. And a lot of guys, their energy translate over to us, you know. And so it's been how we've been built from the beginning.
How many teams have you played for that have that kind of want to win?
I've played on a few teams. I've played on a few good teams in Philadelphia where we had very selfless guys that just wanted to win just for the sake of the basketball team. So I've been around a few, but this is one of the most talented teams that I've been on to have that mindset.
Are you 100% right now, Lou?
I'm very close. I'm yeah. in the 90s. If it's not 100, I'm definitely in the 90s. I know my knee will never be the same ever again, but I definitely feel like I'm close to where I was in my career when I had the most success.
Are you surprised that you got back to this point, or at least, you know, an Eastern Conference Player of the Week point this early in the season?
No, I'm not surprised. You know, the injury has been 2 years ago. I think this is around the time where a lot of guys who've had this injury, they become back to the players that they once were, and they have their confidence in the leg to start planning and do the things that's natural in order for you to play basketball. So I'm not surprised. I think I'm right on schedule.
There's a lot of people in Toronto that have been hurt by the past, been hurt by a franchise that has one playoff victory in a series in their history. When's the point where you start believing just how good this team is, and thus those fans can start believing?
I think we're at that point. Yeah. We had a conversation in the locker room just recently, and I think we're for real. Based on the mindset and how we go into games and how confident we are going into games. Just the way that we think and how we go into games is the mentality of good basketball teams. So I think we're right there.
What do you think good basketball teams do on a consistent basis that gets you to the point where, you know, when you go into another arena, the other team says, this is legit. We're in for a game tonight.
You don't take games off.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that separate the good teams from everybody else. You look at teams in the past, whether it's been the Lakers or it's been the Miami Heat, no matter who their opponent was, they came out and they forced their will on other teams, and I think we've been able to do that to this point.
Lou Williams joining us here on Tim and Sid. You can follow him on Twitter, at TeamLou23. Does a lot of great things in the community. And a little charity here as he's come on Tim and Sid to join us. What's the most surprising thing about Toronto for you 14 games into your career as a Raptor?
The fan base. Fans have been incredible, very supportive. They're supportive to the point it's kind of uncomfortable to go out to eat because they just want to show you how much they appreciate the work that the guys have been putting in, and it's just been fun. This is one of the craziest fan bases that I've played for in my career.
Did you think that the surrounding parts when you were acquired would be as good as they've shown through those 14 games?
I had an idea. I wasn't sure close up.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar DeRozan is a way better basketball player than I looked at him in the past. You know, when you compete against a guy, you really don't have the time to really pay attention to all of the key parts that goes into a guy building his career. But just having an opportunity to watch him and watch the time that he puts into the shots that he takes and the time that he puts into his craft has been really impressive to me.
The thing that we were talking about earlier as well about this team and specifically about last night was in previous years, once that lead evaporated, there are some teams that maybe would have folded up the tent and that game would have been over. And I think that you're not tainted by the past. You're new to this team, so you don't even have to think about that. But what's the difference between the team that in that spot realizes the team's making a run and is able to push it away and the team that folds up like a tent?
I just think the experience. You know, this is a team, this is a young team that's growing up, and, you know, at the same time, they've been bitten by that late game bug, and they felt that pain of losing those games late at the end where they felt like they can win. And so we've taken those experiences and we've used it to our advantage, and that's one of the things that we've concentrated on being a strong suit for us is to finish basketball games.
I guess the one thing that you look at the schedule so far, 10 of the 14 games have come at home, 9-1 at home. It's impressive, but you know that there are road trips to come. Is that what separates the good from the great in the NBA to be able to do it on the road?
Absolutely. You got to win on the road to be successful. And, you know, early on in the season, you're going to need to clean up a lot of these games. You know, you're going to hit bumps in the road in that schedule. You know, that's a natural occurrence. You know, and you play an 82-game season, you're going to hit some bumps in the road. So, you know, while we have a good rhythm, we realize how important it is to win these road games wise early.
Masai Ujiri joined us just before, actually, it might have been just after the Bulls game, and we were talking about good teams getting punched in the mouth. And every once in a while, you get punched in the mouth, you taste your own blood, and there's several reactions to it. Do you guys feel like that Chicago game could be a turning point in this season, even though it was a loss and one that you probably didn't want to go through?
No, I don't know if it was a turning point. Yeah, we knew that we were going to go into that game and it was going to be a dogfight. You know, we had chalked that game up. We just felt like Chicago played a better basketball game than we did. And then we rebounded, and then we got on to the next game. You know, the Eastern Conference is wide open right now. A lot of teams have stocked up on talent. A lot of teams have gotten better. The Washingtons, the Chicago's, and Miami's still a contender. You know, and any team that has LeBron James on it is going to be a contender. So we know in the Eastern Conference every night is going to be a dogfight, and we could take small lessons from every game and continue to push forward.
Do you look forward to the opportunity to prove that you did take some small lessons from that Chicago game?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. We're on the plane. I'm trying to listen as best I can.
No problem. Do you feel like that game or the next game that you play against Chicago is an opportunity to prove that you learned those little lessons in that game?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you lose to a team, you know you're licking your chops to get back into the ring with that basketball team. And, you know, we felt like Chicago did a great job of taking away some of our strong suits. You know, so we look forward to that game, but at the same time, you know, we got several games on the schedule before those guys that we got to pay attention to, and we got to respect our opponents in front of them.
One game at a time. Am I holding you from currently a card game of any way, shape, or form?
Just a little bit.
Am I? what's the game of choice?
We play a little spades.
All right. I'll let you get back to that game because I don't know how to play it at all. But if we're talking poker, right. Next time I'm in, okay?
Right. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks. Take care.